This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
We got the pedal to the metal, and I am so happy to be with you here today. This is my favorite thing, to be on the radio with you guys on the other side of the radio and spreading my automotive passion. Auto World has been around since 1992. That's a long time. Started in a different time slot and it expanded over the years. Of course, over the years, I've done lots of other automotive radio programs, including Motor Trend for more than 10 years, Motor News Weekly, Inside Classic Cars, Deals on Wheels, and Car Crazy. And that's just to name a few. I am your car crazy individual, Bob Long, and I'm here at your service. And guess what? You are in luck because we have a killer hour straight ahead. We're going to be joined momentarily by a good friend who's got a new job, very exciting new job, and we're going to hear all about that. And he's got some very exciting news to share with us. So I can't wait to get this gentleman on board to tell us all about it. And a little later on, I was there 2 years ago at Cobo Hall. It's very hard to pull off a surprise today in this crazy world that we live in. But Ford did it with the Ford GT, the 2017 Ford GT, which debuted not this past January, but the January before, and it caught everybody off guard, and it's about to go into production, and we're going to be joined by one of the chief engineers on this amazing vehicle, which is doing quite well on the racetrack these days as well. That's coming up a little later on in the hour. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number. Here it is, toll-free, so feel free anywhere in North America, 855-660-4261, or via the email, bob@autoworldradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com. And if you're listening to us on tape delay or in archive form or podcast form or on demand, all those are available at gcnlive.com and elsewhere. We welcome you and encourage you your participation. So if you have a question for any of our guests here today, don't be a stranger. You can email us up after the live airing, which is happening right now as we speak on great radio stations like WFPA in Fort Payne, Alabama, and many other great stations around the country, KPAM, Portland, Oregon, and dozens and dozens and dozens more. But enough of my blabbering, because we got a good guy joining us right now. I've known this gentleman for a lot of years, probably close to 20 years. We were both about 20 years old when we met. No, I'm only kidding. But this gentleman has had many esteemed positions in the automotive industry, and he has now taken on a new challenge, and he has been named the Director of Corporate Communications for Kia. It's my pleasure to welcome the one and only James Bell back to the airways of Auto World. James, welcome and congratulations on your new job.
Well, let me tell you, the new job is exciting, but now that I get to come back on the radio with you, it feels like the worlds have come complete again. Everything's okay.
everything is okay. And we're going to have you on as a regular contributor here on the show. And I got a couple of other things cooking, too, that we're going to get hopefully you and Kia involved in that as well. But let's talk a little bit about the Kia brand before we tell everybody about this exciting news. Both of us have been around this industry for quite some time, and Kia is quite a story. I mean, I so look forward any time I get the opportunity to get behind the wheel of a Kia press vehicle, because these vehicles have come, as folks would say in certain parts of the country, a country mile. Forget everybody out there. Forget the Kias of 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago. Forget about it, because this is a whole new ball game. These are world-class automobiles. Peter Schreier, who was the designer and now, I believe, still president of the company, has done a wonderful job of transforming this brand. And if there ever was a success story, it is Kia.
It's happened really quickly when you think about it. I mean, you're right. For so many years, the Kia brand was sort of seen as a alternative to buying a used car. It wasn't full of emotional appeal. It was a safe economical choice. And you're right, Peter Schreier, who is of course famous for designing some of the most beautiful Audis and other European cars, came in probably almost a decade ago now, and really enforced on the company that when you're building a car, you've got to bend the sheet metal, so you might as well bend it in nice ways. And thankfully, the Kia's management embraced that. Around the same time, they made a big focus on quality and reliability and durability, fuel efficiency, put a big 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty on the vehicles to put that peace of mind in. And it just started stewing, I guess you could say, started simmering a little bit. And your little run-up here is completely right. It's taken some time, but now we're at a point where, and why I couldn't be happier to join this brand at this moment in time, we're at a point where this brand is really starting to catch. And it's becoming much more emotional, appealing to people. You know, once upon a time, if you said, "Hey, Bob, I heard you got a new car. What'd you get?" "Oh, I got a Kia." "Oh, okay. On a tight budget, huh?" That was generally the reason why. But now you say, "I got a Kia," and you say, "Whoa, yeah, let's go take a look at that. Let's go for a ride in that." I mean, it's a much, much different car company producing much, much better products. And it's a really fun time to join this company to be here. I think they've been here 23 years, and the transformation feels like it's just about complete.
And what used to be a very small manufacturer, only with a couple of offerings, has truly become a full-line manufacturer. You guys have got a full portfolio. You've got something for everybody.
That's exactly right. And I can't say too much, but we've got some really neat stuff coming in the next year or so, into segments that we don't currently have vehicles today. In fact, that was one of the fun parts of when I started this job. One of my first meetings I attended was a kind of a download on future product plans, and I kind of had to shake my head a few times and say, this is going to be fun. So you're right, but as of today, Kia has really positioned itself in the right places for the industry. Obviously, the crossover, small crossover, and large crossover space are both red hot, and we've got the Kia Sorento in that space that's doing a fantastic job, and the Kia Sportage, the all-new one, started shipping about 3-4 months ago. It's really lit up the sales charts. At the same time, it won a very big award. You know what I'm talking about there, Bob?
Yeah, I mean, this is a huge award and a tremendous success story for the entire Kia brand, team, engineers. I mean, from everybody who sweeps the floors to Peter Schreier himself, I mean, everybody deserves congratulations on this one. J.D. Power just laid on a tremendous award. Tell our listeners all about this fantastic award.
Yeah, this was pretty crazy. And this is crazy, Bob, just, you know, just you and I, two guys who love the car business. You know, we could turn the microphones off, or should they turn the speakers off to all the listeners, and we'd have the same conversation, I can assure you. So the last 31 years, J.D. Power has been looking at initial quality, speaking to people about their cars 90 days into ownership, and asking them a whole battery of questions about how the vehicle holds together, if it's delivering what they
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega Fish Oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
The J.C. Whitney Adventure 2018 Tour is traveling the country and visiting Jeep and truck events near you. And to honor veterans, active military, and first responders, J.C. Whitney is giving away the Adventure 18, Ram 1500 4x4, and other great prizes in the Pay It Forward sweepstakes. Visit blog.jcwhitney.com for details and enter today. Don't forget to use coupon code BOBADVENTURE18 for 20% off your next purchase at jcwhitney.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
B
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We left more on J.D. Power and Kia coming up at the bottom of the hour with Dave Sargent. But right now, I'm getting some reverb in my head. So, Brad, if we could fix that, that would be much appreciated. That's all fixed. Joining us now is esteemed automotive journalist Paul Eisenstein, who just returned from Zurich. I believe it was Zurich or Berlin.
Munich,
let's
Bob.
Find out. Hey, how you doing, Paul?
Good. I was over in Munich. I was actually driving a brand new Aston Martin DBS Superleggera, which proves that 700 horsepower is a very, very nice number.
Oh, absolutely. And what a beautiful-looking vehicle that is as well.
You know, it really is, and I'm not allowed to talk about the drive experience, as you know very well, to get advanced drives in some vehicles. We have to do a little dance with the devil sometimes and put things under embargo, and I understand why they do that. But I will tell you this, Bob, Aston Martin is one of those little surprising stories that I think a lot of people miss. You know, sometimes it's sort of secondary to the likes of a Ferrari or even an Alfa Romeo and Lamborghini in terms of what people think about when they think about, you know, the extreme machines. But it's a remarkable company that has made a massive turnaround in just the last few years since Andy Palmer came aboard as CEO. He had been a very senior executive at Nissan. But they're in the middle of rolling out a massive array of new products. The DBS Superleggera becomes the third of seven new models that they're going to be having. And that includes their first ever SUV, the DBX. So we're going to be seeing a lot more from Aston in the next few years.
I enjoyed your recent drive of a brand new vehicle from Infiniti recently. You got the opportunity to drive a Q60, the Red Sport Edition.
Yeah, I unfortunately, I have to say it was actually one of my contributors, Joe Sesney, who got the drive, and he really liked what's coming up there. You know, Infiniti's an interesting brand in itself. For many, many years, it was the also-ran in the luxury market, particularly a very weak second to Lexus, which has always been the dominant of the Japanese luxury brands. But if you look at what's happening, Infiniti's been rolling out an array of hot new products over the last 3 or 4 years. A couple of them there, their minivan didn't do all that well. But if you look across the board, they have really surprised people with a few of the most recent products, and particularly some of the QX SUV or crossover models, including the likes of one base model, which is really defined itself, its own position. So Infiniti is impressive. I think a lot of folks who would never have thought about it before are now taking a look and saying these guys put a little passion into their products, where some luxury brands these days seem to almost be calling it in.
Recently, Paul, we saw the passing of Sergio Marconi, as well as journalist Warren Brown. It was a tough week to lose both of those guys.
Yeah, it's really sad. I'm sure that most of the listeners at least know the name Sergio Marchionne. Here's a guy who has a reputation, has a legacy that is rare. He had the chance to save two car companies. First, Fiat, which he joined in 2004, made a major transition, put them in the position that when Chrysler plunged into bankruptcy in 2010, and if you recall, the Obama administration was not going to give them a bailout unless a white knight came along. Well, Sergio and Fiat became that white knight. They rescued Chrysler, and over the next few years did a slow dance that became what is now Fiat Chrysler. we've seen a lot of very interesting things from them. Some of the brands are doing spectacularly, particularly Ram and Jeep. We still have a lot of questions about Alfa Romeo and about Maserati in particular. Some people wonder if the two marquee brands, Fiat and Chrysler, will exist very long, though he said that the plan is to keep them in the portfolio. So there's a lot of things on the plate of Mike Manley, the appropriately named successor as CEO, who has been running the Jeep and Ram brands and really gets a lot of credit for that. Sergio will be missed. He was a tough guy. He could eviscerate people who didn't deliver what he expected, but he was a brilliant man, and he really was responsible for Fiat Chrysler being what it is today. Now, if you'd like to talk, I'd love to talk about Warren Brown for a minute, too.
Absolutely. One thing we should kind of preface it with is us journalists who get the opportunity to go to events, to evaluate vehicles, have become like a little family, and the loss of Warren is a loss of that family.
Warren was a special member of the family. Raised in New Orleans, his parents were educators. He had to deal with racism in the Deep South during the early part of his life when it was institutionalized. You know, even his father, as a professor, had to sit at the back of the bus. And Warren, in his early career, covered and wrote a lot about the civil rights movement. He wound up at the Washington Post on the national desk, and he was given some advice, interesting advice, that if he really wanted to have a special career, he should carve out his own niche by perhaps going into one of the beats that the typical journalist at a place like the Post wouldn't want. So he said, let me do automotive. And I think they try to talk him out of it because he was so good covering things like civil rights and politics. But he loved the beat, and he became one of the deans. I mean, he broke some incredibly important stories. He was the one that broke the story that Oldsmobile had to redefine itself or it would be abandoned by General Motors, which, as you know, it eventually was. Warren was had a crystal clear vision. He could see through the bull. And it allowed him to write stories with a depth and a prescience that few other people had. And he was just a damn wonderful man. We all loved, he was one of those guys when you're on one of these drives and normally you pair up. So two journalists split a car for the day's drive. Warren was a guy who had to decide out of 10 folks who might want to drive with him, who to drive with. And I was lucky enough to become a friend and a driving partner on many occasions. I think the last time I did that was an event that took us down to Baltimore and over to the Harbor Country and Annapolis. I will miss him. I will miss him like many people will.
Absolutely. We'll take a pit stop, and on the other side, we'll wrap up with Paul and then welcome Dave Sargent from J.D. Power. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today. This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent. Police in New Orleans are looking for two suspects who fired shots at a group of people at a bar, leaving three dead and seven injured. Police Superintendent Michael Harrison.
We believe that they stood over one of the individuals and fired multiple rounds and then after that fled.
More than a half dozen homes were destroyed in Napa County, California, when a new wildfire broke out Saturday afternoon. The Steel Fire prompted evacuations around Lake Berryessa in an area hit hard in last year's fire season. Hundreds of residents, like Chloe James, were forced to evacuate on short notice.
We're accustomed to it. It's the new normal, but growing up here, you know this is what you get.
Wildfires spread across California, forcing officials to extend closure of the famed Yosemite Valley by another week and maintain evacuations for thousands of people further north around Redding, where the death toll climbed to at least five. One woman and her two great-grandchildren who've been missing since Thursday died in Northern California's deadly car fire. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
And now, back to the show with the highest octanes, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Coming up in this half hour, we'll be talking with Dave Sargent from J.D. Power, but we're wrapping up right now with Paul Eisenstein, who we'll have on for a full hour coming up in the next couple of weeks when his schedule allows. Paul, just wanted to get your inside scoop, your take on what's going to happen with the CAFE requirements and the Trump administration. What's the latest that you hear?
Well, we should hear something possibly this week, but if not, within a week or so. And it appears they're going to offer what the new acting head of the EPA is calling a list of options. But from what I am hearing, the preferred option will be something that, are you ready for this, will increase U.S. oil consumption in the automotive sector by as much as 500,000 barrels a day.
Wow.
Now, think about that. How many gallons in a barrel? I think 35 or so gallons of gasoline come out per day. And at the current price, if you're thinking about that, well, let's see, 500,000 times, let's make it 30, so that's 15 million barrels a day times $3. That means that Americans will be spending somewhere on the order of $45 million more a day on fuel than they would have if this plan had not changed. I find it very interesting that a few companies have backed off on supporting a rollback, notably Ford Motor Company, which took a lot of heat when their former CEO said, oh, it's going to cost us 1 million jobs if we don't roll back CAFE. Now they say that that was false, they're trying to pretend that they didn't say it, in fact, but it is on the record. Mark Fields did say that. And now they're saying they don't want to change. Unfortunately, Bob, one of the other things that may happen is we're also likely to see the Trump administration move to take away the waiver that allows California to set tougher emission standards. And that would be used by California to essentially force the auto industry to continue to stay with the tougher fuel economy standards. And I should note that it's not just California. Another 10 states plus the District of Columbia have adopted those rules, and three other states have adopted something similar. Those states represent more than one-third of the United States that have opted for higher fuel economy, cleaner air. And remember the old concept of states' rights? Well, that appears to be what is going to be taken away, and in the process, Americans are going to wind up spending, let's see, $45, $50 million a day more on fuel times 365 days a year. You want to do the math, you know that we're talking hundreds of billions of dollars.
Absolutely. And to end on a happier note, millennials are finally buying cars, Paul. This is music to my ears.
Yeah, this is interesting, isn't it? The conventional wisdom is that millennials live in their basement, play video games, don't even go out to meet their friends. They do it all online, you know, Instagram and the like. And certainly, many of them don't even get driver's licenses. Well, you know what? They're growing up. And what happens when you start to have families and you move to the suburbs and all that? You get cars. And in fact, the percentage of car buyers in the first quarter of this year that were millennials increased by 5 percentage points, even as boomers and Gen Xers declined. Millennials are taking over. And here's the special thing, Bob. It appears that, if you recall last year, car sales plunged, first time since the Great Recession. And they were supposed to continue to do that this year. Well, guess what? Sales have been stronger than people expected this year, and one of the main reasons is millennials are buying cars. They're finding some jobs, and they're buying cars. So maybe they're not that different after all.
Absolutely. Well, Paul, I know you're tired from all your traveling. We'll get you back for a full hour real soon. Everybody, go to the DetroitMirror.com and click to subscribe and check out all the other great stories that Paul has in store for you. Thank you, Paul.
Thanks, Bob. Pleasure. You take care. And tell Dave Sargent I said hello, would you?
I definitely will. Speaking of Dave Sargent, that's our next guest here on Auto World. It's my pleasure to welcome from J.D. Power and Associates. Been waiting all day to talk to this man. His name is Dave Sargent. Dave, welcome to the broadcast. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks so much. It's interesting. One of the takeaways from the results of what we're going to be talking about, you kind of summed up by saying there's no question that most automakers are doing a great job of listening to consumers and are producing vehicle quality of the highest caliber. And that comes from Dave, who's Vice President of Global Automotive at J.D. Power. And that really does sum up what is a spectacular report that we're going to talk about.
It does. So we've done two reports in the last 5 weeks. One was on initial quality. The second one is on vehicle appeal. So how much consumers are in love with their cars or trucks, irrespective of how many problems they've had. And in one study, we find that automakers are producing the best quality vehicles they've ever done. And in this study, we find automakers also providing the most appealing products they've ever done. So it's a pretty good 1-2 punch from the automakers this year.
And now, since Paul Eisenstein has been here, he has left his mark as usual, and he wants to make sure that he gets his first question in. So the first official question of the program for you is, tell Paul and everybody else why Tesla is excluded from these reports and why, and when will we see the Tesla brand be recognized, or will it have to become a more mainstream manufacturer?
So the reason Tesla is excluded is, and without going too far into the weeds, although the study is conducted independently by J.D. Power, to conduct it in many states, we actually need the permission of the automakers to survey their customers because of privacy laws. And one of those states is California, where Tesla sells about 50% of its vehicles. And Tesla is the only automaker that does not give us permission to contact their customers. So we can contact some of their customers in some states, but it's not representative of the whole nation. And therefore, although we collect some data on Tesla, we don't publish the results because it would not be apples to apples comparison with the other automakers. What I can tell you is that if we did publish, Tesla would score very well for appeal. So Tesla customers, you know, like their styling and performance and so forth of their vehicles, but they would not score well for the quality of their vehicles. So it's a so good news, bad news story for Tesla. The vehicles are appealing to the customers, but the quality is not so good. But we are not able to include them in the official ranking.
And for those of our listeners who may not know what APEAL stands for, it stands for Automotive Performance Execution and Layout. And you break it down by models, by segment, and by brands. Let's talk about some brands first. Which are some of the brands that did extremely well in this latest survey?
So interesting. The overall top-rated brand this year was Genesis. It's the first time for 13 years that it has not been Porsche. Porsche still did very well. They came second, and Genesis beat them by 1 point. But Genesis actually came top in the initial quality study and also again in this the TIL study. They just had two vehicles in the study, the G90 and the G80, both of which perform very well within their segment. And what I should say is that more expensive vehicles tend to perform better in this study. So for a brand like Genesis, which is only producing pretty expensive vehicles, you know, they will typically score well.
Excellent. Hold that thought. We're up against a break. We'll be back with much more with Dave Sargent from J.D. Power. This is Auto World.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The J.C. Whitney Adventure 2018 Tour is traveling the country and visiting Jeep and truck events near you. And to honor veterans, active military, and first responders, J.C. Whitney is giving away the Adventure 18, Ram 1500 4x4, and other great prizes in the Pay It Forward sweepstakes. Visit blog.jcwhitney.com for details and enter today. Don't forget to use coupon code BOBADVENTURE18 for 20% off your next purchase at jcwhitney.com.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed him right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba-Nubs, free.
Nubba-Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba-Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dinovite.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons. Swing's ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Dave Sargent, Vice President of Global Automotive at J.D. Power, is with us. We're talking about the 2018 U.S. Appeal Study, and it's a great piece of work with tremendous information. And let's talk about some of the individual models, Dave, that did particularly well. You chose one from just about every segment out there, beginning with compact car. What was the top ranked compact?
The top ranked compact car this year was the Volkswagen Jetta. Volkswagen has traditionally done very well in this study, and the Jetta comes top amongst compact cars this year, so strong performance there.
Here's one that's going to surprise some folks, because this vehicle has really blown the industry away. It is a compact premium car, and the winner is from Kia. It's a brand new model.
So yeah, the Kia Stinger, which is new to the industry this year, I mean, it's new to the U.S. market, does beat out, you know, some traditional strong competitors in this segment from Mercedes, from BMW, from Audi, from Lexus, and others. So although Kia itself is predominantly a mass market brand, the Stinger certainly competes with the premium vehicles. You know, when we talk to Kia customers, they shopped also for, you know, Audi, BMW, and the other brands I mentioned. So yeah, it's definitely a premium vehicle, and comes out in its first year with a win. Now, often, you know, vehicles perform very well in their first year in the market. You know, people are excited about the product and are waiting to get it, and typically, you know, it hits the mark. So it'll be interesting to see whether the Stinger, you know, holds up over the years. Kia generally has performed very well in the study, but yeah, it'll be interesting to see how Kia Stinger holds up in the premium segment.
That's a really good point. In the area of mid-sized cars, so many to choose from, but when all is said and done, it's the Accord from Honda that gets the crown.
Yes, the Accord, again, it's obviously an extremely strong product in the marketplace. It's one of the top-selling cars. I mean, the mid-sized car segment is in a bit of a lull right now. You know, a lot of people are moving towards crossovers, but the Accord is new again for 2018. The previous generation did very well throughout its life, and yeah, it comes in top of its segment. So strong performance by Honda in the midsize car segment.
In the midsize premium car segment, this is going to surprise a lot of folks. The Lincoln Continental, and I'm sure the folks at Lincoln Continental at the Lincoln Town at the Lincoln Car Company are just thrilled for this one.
They are. This is its second year on the market. It actually won last year as well. So this is a good example of a vehicle that, launched well, scored very well in its first year, and actually has held on to first place in, the second year in the market. So, yeah, Lincoln had a very good year because not only did the Continental win its segment, but the all-new Navigator actually got the highest score of any vehicle in the entire industry. And what is particularly notable about that is in the 23 years that we've done the study, it's the first time ever that a domestic vehicle has come top of the entire ranking.
Wow, that's great for the folks at Lincoln, and certainly an award-winning SUV, and kudos to the folks at Lincoln.
Uh-huh.
In the realm of small SUV, the nod goes to the Mini Countryman.
Yeah, so the Countryman is interesting. Obviously, yeah, Mini is targeted at a pretty niche market. They're a little more expensive than other vehicles in the segment, but Mini has, again, always performed well in their appeal study, you know, for reasons that people might expect. People love the styling, and they also love the way that Minis drive. The quality of Mini has also got much better in the last few years. So, yeah, the Countryman takes home the prize amongst all the small SUVs.
Let's talk about compact SUVs. In this case, goes to a domestic manufacturer, Chevrolet, with the Equinox.
Yes, yet again, this is a newly launched vehicle. So the previous generation Equinox continued to perform well, even though it was getting pretty long in the tooth. But the new one is coming out. It is scoring much higher than the predecessor and leads its segment. So, yeah, very strong performance. Overall, it was a pretty good year for GM. They had a number of launches, which generally performed very well. I suspect you may be going to ask me about the next one, the sister to the Equinox, the Traverse, the larger version.
Yes.
Actually came top in its segment. Again, was a launch and scored massively better than its predecessor. I mean, the predecessor was not a bad vehicle, but the new one really knocked it out of the park and leads the midsize SUV segment in its first year. So a really strong performance by Chevy, winning both of those, you know, very, very popular segments.
Yeah, absolutely, very competitive segments. In the area of compact premium SUV, the BMW X3 gets the nod, and certainly BMW does pretty good job every year of getting good rankings.
It does. And, you know, to continue on a theme, this is also a brand new vehicle this year, or at least a redesign of the previous X3, and again performs much better than its predecessor, which itself was a strong performer. And yeah, you'll notice from the theme that, you know, new vehicles, so vehicles which have recently launched on the market, sometimes they have troubles with quality. You know, often the first year that a vehicle comes to the market, there's a few teething troubles that, you know, take a while to get ironed out. But in terms of appeal, it's normally the launch vehicles that perform the strongest. So, yeah, it's a risk to buy a vehicle the first year on the market. You're going to get typically a very appealing vehicle with the latest technology, often the best performance and newest styling. But also there's the slight possibility you're going to get one or two problems too. So, you know, for consumers, it's a bit of a trade-off, but that trade-off is getting less, and yeah, the launch vehicles, for the most part, are performing extremely well this year. And one of the reasons why the industry has improved so much is there's a lot of great new vehicles coming to the market, often in, you know, very high-volume segments. So it's not niche vehicles only that are performing well, but a lot of very mainstream products are also extremely appealing.
In the area of mid-sized premium sport utility vehicles, it's the Porsche Cayenne taking the award there, and that certainly makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, probably to, you know, no one's great surprise that Porsche always performs very well in the appeal study, and also in the quality study. So, very strong products, obviously, you know, typically a little more expensive than other vehicles in the segment, but, you know, you certainly get what you pay for. And, Porsche Cayenne owners, and having owned a Cayenne in the past, and, you know, liking it a lot, Porsche Cayenne owners are generally very satisfied with their purchases.
How about in the very competitive large light-duty pickup wars? Who won the war this time?
So the F-150 won this year. The, you know, highest-selling vehicle in the industry for decades. And, you know, that is justified by the fact that, A, the vehicle is of high quality, and secondly, it is very appealing. You know, the aluminum body helps. It makes the vehicle lighter, so the performance and fuel economy tend to be pretty good. And people like the infotainment system in the Ford. But, you know, one word of caution for Ford, as they well know, and you know, many people know, this segment is going through a transition this year. Ram has already launched their new vehicle, the 1500, and then GM will be coming with a all-new Silverado and an all-new Sierra this year. So things are going to get, you know, hot up pretty quickly in this segment. So yeah, really any vehicle that someone buys in this segment is, you know, probably going to do a good job. But, you know, right now it is Ford that's leading the way, but other, you know, potentially very appealing redesigns of competitors coming down the pipe.
In the overall appeal study, 178 models from 31 brands are ranked. This is a very large undertaking, the appeal study. Give us an idea of how long it takes for you guys to put this all together.
So we do the study every year. We send out the first surveys in February and continue every month for 4 months to survey customers. So we finish surveying at the end of May, and then the quality study comes out in June, and then the appeal study in July. And, you know, pretty much by the time we release results, we're already thinking about next year's study, because, you know, nothing stands still in this industry.
I'm a big fan, Dave, and we may impose on you to come back for another visit just to talk a little bit more in depth.
Sure.
But thank you for your time here today.
Absolutely. Good to talk to you.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.